The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, reporting from God's waiting room. Steve Elkins. And we're talking with Dave here. By the way, Dave, during the break, we checked the phones here at the network. There have been no outgoing calls here on the production room phone. And Julie's phone, there was calls made yesterday, but none today. So I don't know who's calling you. But
I think it's so weird, man.
I think you're being spoofed.
That's what I think is going on and what I wanted to alert you to.
Okay.
Because I mean, I can totally show you this, you know. I have not called into your network for about 2 months, not because I don't love you, but because I've been busy with other things, things you would appreciate, by the way. But I just haven't been able to circle back for a couple of months because I've been really busy. Mm-hmm. And out of the blue today, I get a call from Republic, and it comes in Republic. That's how it showed on my cell phone. And dude, I mean, I'm not a liar. I mean, I swear to God.
Well, it could be Republic Plumbing for all you know.
Well, no, because I redialed the number and got you. And was put on hold, was sent to Mike, and I didn't know what the conversation was about, because really I've kind of been, I mean, if you got to know, John, you can only do politics so long. You know, my name is David Klotz. I live in Houston, Missouri. I am Walmart public enemy number one, Hillary's probably most formidable adversary. Steve, you know who I am. I am not hard to research.
Yeah.
I'm not hard to dig out, right? So if this spoof was played, there is somebody gaming your number and luring me into something. But and so I just want to lay this out. I didn't know why I was called, but I called back. And my thing is, how can you dare buy made in China from Walmart while your children are poor? Your downtowns are dead. Your local businesses can't survive. Your kids have to run for a future wherever they can find it. Your country's so far in debt. How can you dare drop a dollar on a Walmart counter when you know 5 to 7 cents stays in town through poverty wages, and the rest goes to supporting communist China and these absolutely.
Okay, I thought this call was about current topics. That's what I have on my screen here. Now you're rolling back into the Walmart warring against Hillary and Walmart.
Well, hey, this is how more current can you get?
Okay.
If you're talking about displacing economic investment that is needed by towns, by kids, by families, dude, that's always been the conversation.
Yeah. And we have been discussing that for a number of years, David.
Yes, you have. And so I didn't know why I was called. I went into that conversation. Mike got peeved at me. And, hung up.
And we're now going through what you really wanted to talk about calling into this show today. Dave, thanks for your call. You know, you can always tell when they start talking about how they love you and they've donated to you, right from the start, you already have indication that this is going to go sideways. What do you point? You've got the outbound calls from all phones in this network. All right, and do me a favor, match the call, Mike, that he called in on, and check it against. Just to make doubly sure. You know, Steve, have you gotten the calls here? Have you gotten the calls that it uses the local area code?
Oh yeah,
and it's some Indian guy over in.
Mm-hmm. I have.
Yeah.
You know, my wife gets these really interesting emails. Of a really sad story, and there's a lot of money involved, and you have to. It is hilarious. She gets them all the time. I don't get these, and she gets them. She forwards over. They're hilarious.
Yeah.
I mean, this last one was a priest or somebody.
Yes.
He wouldn't lie to me.
Yeah. Oh no, of course. And if you notice the English translation, you know it isn't some American overseas that wants to donate money to your cause. When you look at the syntax, everything is screwy. And they're doing it and then translating it into English, and it makes absolutely no sense.
Exactly.
You know, I don't know, isn't there a law against people calling into this country? And on my phone, Steve, at home, it will show up with somebody's name. And I'll answer the phone, and it's some Indian from the Punjab province over in India. I have returned calls, and I've gotten other people on. So, no, I didn't call you. Was your name so-and-so, and this is your number? Yeah. Well, yep. This is who I am, and here's my phone number. It came in to me, yep. So you didn't call me? No, yep. I didn't call you. Isn't there some sort of consumer laws, protection laws or something that how in the hell are these people getting away with this?
I had the same thing happen to me. I called the woman, and she's in her car, and she's heading up to San Francisco, and here I'm down in Florida. I said, you just call me? She goes, no. I said, this is your number. This is the number. I repeated it, and she goes, that's my number. I said, I just got a call from you, and it's not you. They hung up, and it was one of those India things. You know, John, I don't know if I'd ever told you. Have you ever done any Craigslisting?
No.
No. Okay. Well, I bought something on Craigslist one time. I was selling on Craigslist. And there's a unique scam from India where they tell you they want to buy it and that they'll contact movers. This is interesting. I bet a lot of listeners have had this one happen to them. They'll contact the movers. You are to send money to this account, and they'll take that money from that and pay a mover to come and pick up your item. It started in India. I traced it because I had a FedEx Express truck come to my house, hand me the envelope, and as soon as I signed for it, it immediately contacted the guy in India. I just signed for it, and it's a bogus check. It's amazing. And I looked at the check, and my next door neighbor, who works IT, I said, look at this. Tell me what's wrong here. And he's really good at this. And he pointed out all the flaws in this bogus check. It looks so real to me, but he pointed out. And he took a cell phone and he started typing in the numbers. He said, this will be the routing number for the bank, where it comes from. And nothing matched the bank from the routing number to to the bank. There were so many errors on this. And they do a lot of mistakes with language. That's how the first thing you find out it's bogus, that they don't understand the language or they misspell a city or something like that. And this guy, I contacted him, and I told him I had some fun with him. I said, do you realize I work for the State Department in fraud? I'm going to find you. And I actually tormented this guy for a while. I did. I sent creepy clown pictures to him from on the text. And I said, I'm coming from you. And he sent me back one of these FUs. And it was so funny because he spent $17 on sending the phony check and the FedEx Express and all this stuff. I ended up screwing with this guy. But this is a common practice, and it all came from India. He sent it to the Federal Express in Seattle, Washington. And then they transferred it into a different envelope in Seattle and sent it to California to cover the trail. But it came originally from India.
See, they don't spend any money on me. They must have a list and marked you under, this is an easy hit.
Oh, that's funny.
By the way, getting back to this quote-unquote journalist that has all the earmarks here of intelligentsia. And we know that CIA assets and other intelligence assets are used in the media. Yesterday, on the 700 Club, televangelist Pat Robertson. Pat, you need to send this guy... You need to send this guy an email or something. Invite him down to God's waiting room, would you? Okay, televangelist Pat Robertson weighed in on the disappearance of Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi, who was reportedly murdered after entering the Saudi Arabian consulate in Turkey, telling his audience not to get too worked up over the murder of one journalist when there is a multi-billion dollar arms deal to focus on. Huh? Pat. Your cheese is done slid off your damn cracker. This is what he had to say.
The plot thickens on this matter of this Saudi journalist. What happened to him? But what I'm
saying... By the way, I must tell you, when I first ran this video, I thought the speed was off. No. This is actually Pat Robertson now talking, and he sounds like he should be on 45... And it's playing a 33 and a third.
Thing, I'll say it now and I'll say it over and over again. We've got to cool the rhetoric. And what the president is trying to do is to give the Saudis an out and calls for sanctions and calls for punitive action against the Saudis is ill-advised. Why? Because our main enemy in the Middle East is Iran. They are the fomenters of terrorism, and they're killing a lot of people.
Yeah,
and then
they
we've got Assad in Syria, who's killing many, many, many thousands of people and causing millions of refugees.
Nay. Huh?
It's a lot of bunk there.
Oh, we're not done. We're only a third away through the bunk.
You've got one journalist who... Who knows? Was it interrogation? Was he assassinated? Were there rogue elements? Who did it? Well, the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, is in Saudi Arabia today seeking answers from the Saudi royal family over that missing journalist, and allegedly who was killed by, they think, Saudi operatives, but they don't know for sure. And, Wendy, I just don't think... You've got $100 billion worth of arms sales, which is, you know, that's one of those things. But more than that, we've got to have some Arab allies.
I got $100 billion arms deal. You know, it's just one of those things. You know,
this guy works for the Lord, right?
Hey, he's got a direct pipeline to God. Now, I don't like picking on this guy, but here's the guy that wrote the book Under the Almond Tree about the New World Order. How many years ago? And he's up here. I mean, how old is Pat Robertson now? 80, 85? More than that? Can he just retire? Has anybody associated with Pat Robertson told him, say, 88 years old? Pat, your shelf life, it's expired. Get off of the air. Now, he's one of these, the Israeli Christendom, yeah, Jesus is good and Israelis think so too. Yeah, okay, Pat. Okay, I'm sorry. We're three quarters of the way through Mr. Robertson's assessment here of global stuff.
Have to have it. We cannot alienate a biggest player in the Middle East who's a bulwark against Iran.
But can we have somebody that's killing journalists that are U.S. residents is the question.
We've had so many people killed. I mean, we had CIA people killed in Lebanon. The people have been taken hostage over the years. I know it's bad, but, I mean, we've had all kinds of stuff. But you don't blow up an international alliance over one person. I mean, I'm sorry.
Wow, so it's okay if the Saudis are going to use those weapons to go kill more people in Yemen? Well, okay, he weighs in on the issue here we were just talking about him earlier. Andrew Brunson was in prison for allegedly helping to plot the overthrow of the Turkish government. Now, here's what Pat had to say about this one. Now, it's been revealed that this guy, this Andrew Brunson, was a CIA operative. Like I said at the beginning of the show today, that, hey, We've used the State Department. We'll use anybody to send into countries to go do dastardly deeds and try to destabilize governments and whatever. This is Pat's got a little bit more energy on this one, but still makes no sense whatsoever.
It's time we get tough with him. And, you know, a lot of times you say, well, it's terrible. Isn't that awful? And we deplore his action. They go through all that rhetoric, and it doesn't move the needle one iota. But then you start laying sanctions on them, and you start taking away trade benefits, and you start putting some of their rich people in jail. And the next thing you know, they say, okay, we'll behave. If any country begins to mistreat Christians in their midst because of their faith, then they're going to pay consequences. The United States hadn't been that way before, so I congratulate one more time the president. That's one more thing he's done, and it's really good. So I think Andrew Brunson's going to come free. The Turks can't stand the pressure. It's just too much. I mean, you put sanctions on them. It's really hard. They can't do business in the international banking community. And when we put serious sanctions on a country, we can bring it to its knees, and that's what's happening with Turkey.
Now, what's really fascinating about this is that, you know, we can't go after the Saudis because, you know, they're the mainstay. They're our big friends and allies. Now, you notice the way you stayed away from Israel, which Saudi Arabia is basically the step and fetching for Israel. Correct. But he goes into this thing about, how bad this is and, you know, calling for sanctions, and he's calling for sanctions for punitive actions against the Saudis is ill-advised. You've got hundreds of billions of dollars worth of arms sales, which is, you know, it's one of those things. One of what things, Pat? We're talking about munitions and stuff made to kill people. I'm just...
Well, John, you remember what Bush said, Bush Jr. Sometimes money trumps peace. Do you remember that little speech he did? Do you remember that?
No, I don't.
Money trumps peace.
Money trumps peace. I don't.
We have the video on that. Yeah.
I don't know. Is he channeling Satan here? I don't know.
I don't know. He doesn't quite understand what our CIA does actually. Anyway, he doesn't understand what the CIA's business is. CIA is going out and political assassinations, and that's what they do. So, you know, to say that these guys are bad guys and our guys are good guys, the CIA is bad. As far as I'm concerned, that's all they are. Their deal is, first of all, they don't follow any kind of rule of law we have here in this country. No international law. Nothing applies to them. And we send people out all the time to assassinate other world leaders. And if something happens bad in another country, well, that's terrible. But he's forgetting. The man doesn't sound like a Christian at all. You know, I always beware of the man who speaks about Christianity, who wears the religion on his sleeve and doesn't practice what he preaches. I beware of that man myself.
Well, I have more respect for somebody that has an honest job and then comes out and is a preacher on the side.
Right.
Rather than getting their bread buttered by... Yeah, and I got to be careful here because I don't, you know, we've got good Christian members of this audience that, you know,
sure.
I don't want to cast aspersions on Christianity,
no.
But this guy,
I agree.
Somebody for God's sakes, tell him it's time to quit, Pat, because you don't know your beans from chinoa.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't know. He really doesn't. Opinion, he can't back up his opinion, and, you know, people like him and I'm still surprised that Jim Baker is out there. Have you seen him? He's still out there.
Yeah, well, Jim Baker's turned he's turned his Jesus Hour into an infomercial. He's peddling nothing but products. And how I get an indication, Vince Vannelli, mm-hmm. up in Missouri, he lives in Branson. And we have this thing in Springfield, and guess who comes in the door? The aforementioned. And he's really excited. He wants to find out who distributors are for this product. Little did I know he was going to turn his Jesus Hour into an infomercial. Mm. And that's exactly what he has done. I don't know. Does God eat dried foods or something? I don't know. It's kind of bad. At any rate, we'll break. We'll be right back.
know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Yeah, it's a phone scam. We're researching this. This Dave guy calls into the network and he goes, well, this is the number that showed it. It was a 417 number. It's not our number. And it's this ongoing mystery without any clues. Okay? And it's not a Bob Seger song I'm talking about. At any rate, Chris, thank you. You called from Missouri, $20. And was it Mike? Was it Ryan also that called in and made a PayPal donation? Do you know how much that was? 100? Okay. All right. So 120. Okay. I'm sorry. Okay. Please do. All right. In the meantime, let me go to Mark in Western New York.
I'm here.
Are you in Buffalo? Because you can't get any more west than Buffalo.
Well, I'm an hour south. Oh. I just was wondering if you were familiar with spoof cards and what they are capable of doing.
Spoof cards? No, that's a term that I've not heard.
Mm-hmm. A calling card, a prepaid calling card that allows you to enter any phone number you want. Mm-hmm. It allows you to alter your voice. And it also allows you to record the call.
Interesting.
Spoof cards. Where does one purchase one of these spoof cards?
Well, the ones that I purchased were on eBay years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, somebody seems to be going to a lot of trouble to harass poor Dave in Missouri, but I don't know where his harassment becomes our problem. That's what I'm really getting a little ticked off about.
Yeah.
I understand that.
Hey, Mark, are you in the Binghamton area? Are you near Binghamton?
It's a couple of hundred miles east of me.
Just curious.
I'd be more towards, there's nothing around here that anybody would even, probably 45 minutes east of Erie, Pennsylvania.
So you are the one on Lake Erie that gets the snow, or the lake effect snow?
Actually, we do get quite a bit off of Erie.
Yeah.
We are in the northern region of the Allegheny Mountains. We're in the foothills of the northern part of the Allegheny Mountains, just north of the Pennsylvania border.
I am familiar with I'm familiar with that.
Between Olean and Jamestown.
You know, I was born in Pennsylvania, and the people in Pennsylvania have a different gait, how they walk, than anybody else. They have a tendency to walk on their tippy toes because they spend most of their time going up and down hills.
And when they do their wash, it's warsh.
Warsh. And it's not John, it's John.
Interesting.
One quick question about the census. Do they start that in 2019, or will it be actually in 2020? Because my guess is it's probably never too early to start prepping people on the do's and don'ts of that upcoming event.
Which upcoming event are we talking about?
Census.
The census.
The ones I have nothing to do with whatsoever. I couldn't tell you a damn thing.
Me too.
Mark, do you participate in that or not? You participate in the census?
Negative.
I don't either.
I don't either.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, they came
don't
to my
even
house.
Don't even answer the door.
You know, Steve, I was just going to say before you say what you're going to say, you know, this could be a lot of old crotchety white Americans don't pay any attention to this, so their figures are kind of skewed. I don't know. But here's three of us, and none of us will talk to any of these census takers.
Do you know why I will not? Do you know why I will not? I told one of the census caseworkers, because they don't count the illegals and they don't count the homeless in this country. And I am not going to participate in a system that does not count everybody. I want to know how many illegals are in my country, and they refuse to even address that issue. They don't want to count the homeless. We've seen the videos of those homeless camps. They don't want to count those people. Now, a census count is supposed to count everybody, and they don't. So I will not participate in their little count. That's it.
You're here.
Done with it.
All right. Well, I appreciate
your
call.
I may be in that category by that time anyways myself, so.
Well, maybe this year it'll get cold enough fast enough that Lake Erie will freeze over so you don't get dumped on with all that snow.
I'm going to wish in one hand.
and make a snowball in the other. I get you.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate your call.
Thank you.
Update here, 620, 660, 710, 730. $730 toward our $1,800 that we're trying to collect today just to pay some bills that were due last month, folks. So $730, I'd really like to collect that before we get off the air today. And have done with this so we can once again. Do you know what this does to my concentration level? Do you know what this does to my health? I mean, I admire some people. They're steel jacketed. Nothing bothers me. I got no chinks in my armor. They could be walking around burning and they ask you for a glass of water politely. I don't know, folks. I just know that it affects this network and especially me. Robert in California, I'll take your call next. We'll do that after I get this Pat Robertson thing off of my computer. Please, Pat, retire, will you?
Yes. Go towards the light.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Thank you. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5. Alrighty, we're back. By the way, I was saying earlier, we have a tribute to Elizabeth Warren. It's actually a 1935 16-minute Three Stooges, and it fits perfectly. So, at the expense of Elizabeth Warren, you know, we're tired of babbling fools like yourself in government. Don't you get it? You know, there's major pushback. Even the Indians are coming out against Elizabeth Warren. Robert in California. Hello, Robert. He just dropped.
Robert.
We're having a... Okay, he was having a problem with his connection. Okay. Well, it'll take 2 minutes for this message to get to him. Robert in California, call back. And no, I'm not taking Sovereign Man's call. This is the guy that called in last week and said, there's no atomic weapons. That's all a sham. Yeah, okay.
Sovereign Man's going to say that he doesn't do the census either. Okay. He's uncounted.
Well.
Probably is. I don't know. They don't count me. They look – it's funny. They came by my house several times, and I just gave them the Riot Act, and I said why I would not participate, and they thought, well, we'll send a different guy, and they sent a different guy, and a different guy, and they never got me, and I'm not going to answer those questions. I mean, first of all, these questions – here we have a government that tells us they don't see color.
Yeah.
They tell us not to see color. And what do they see? They see color. Racial questions, what color, what nationality, what race are you? Here's a color. Here's a government's telling me that I'm not supposed to see color, but they see color. And they don't want to count the homeless. And they don't want to count the illegals. So I'm not participating. I'm opting out. There you go.
All right. Now, is this true and correct, Mikey? Mikey tells me that tell people the listen lines will call them to give them updated phone numbers to listen to the streams by phone number. So we don't generate any calls out of here. So if anybody ever does get a call, it's an update on streams. You can listen by phone. So, by the way, Microsoft employees are urging company not to pursue a $10 billion Pentagon contract. Yeah, like they're not going to do that. You've got who? You got Robert in California. You got him back. Robert, go ahead.
Oh, gosh, guys. Wow, you caught me off guard. You know...
You called us.
It's funny. Yeah, I know I called you. In the meantime, I'm surprised to find out while I was on hold, they disconnected me three times.
What?
Who they?
Well, not Republican Broadcasting, I'm sure. Okay. It was the big they.
Bob, it's Republic, not Republican Broadcasting. It's Republic Broadcasting.
Republic Broadcasting Network. Republic Broadcasting Network. Let me get this straight in my head.
Okay.
Don't worry, guys. We're on the same page. But it was the big they. They disconnected me. I don't know what happened. I mean, I was waiting on hold like three times, and
Okay.
Hey, Robert, how are you listening to the? How are you listening to the show? How do you listen?
Well, I'm listening over my cell phone on the Republican Broadcasting Network live stream.
Okay. Republic, Robert, Republic.
Yeah.
Broadcasting.
Republic Broadcasting Network. Yeah, I'm sorry. It's a tongue twister, guys. I'm sorry. Okay. Don't get me wrong. We're on the same page. But,
good.
Yeah,
good.
They're shutting me down, guys.
Okay.
All right. Well, you were calling us for a reason before you got rudely interrupted three times. And what was the point of you calling in to begin with, Robert?
Well, I was actually calling about the free speech rights and the gun rights of folks in California.
You guys are slated for termination. You do know that, right? You know, maybe I'm not telling you anything you don't know, but we have a refugee that's now down in God's waiting room that couldn't run fast enough out of California.
So what's keeping you,
you're
Robert?
You're telling me pretty much nothing I don't know.
Robert,
I'm
what's keeping
sorry
you?
To preach to the choir, guys.
Yeah.
What's keeping you in California, Robert? What's keeping you there?
Well, basically, I live on a sailboat.
Oh, that's right.
That's
you called
right.
me before,
yeah.
Marina. Yeah, I like that idea. That's
yeah.
cool.
Yeah. So I'm kind of stuck.
Well.
No, you can, not really. You can sail around. You can come back.
Yeah,
you can,
I mean, does this sailboat have sails? You can weigh anchor and get
sure,
the hell out of there.
Guys. Oh, sure. If I've got enough food and water, I can go ahead and go wherever I please.
I mean, you could sail.
But
you could,
in the meantime, there is a big a factor here. And that is if I choose to stay in the bay that I'm in, how do I survive if I have already unplugged myself from the system?
I have a lot of cash on hand.
Good for you.
A lot of cash on hand, small bills.
Good for you. Not
that
for me.
That'd be my recommendation. If you unplug, you got to have some kind of way to pay for things. You got to have money on hand. You're going to have it in a bank account because they control you on that. But I would say have money on hand, cash on hand somewhere, and don't tell anybody about it. But that's what I'd say.
Well, Robert,
I'll
tell you what, you could weigh anchor and sail on up to Seattle, Washington. But you know what? I don't think it's in any better. You'd be in any better condition up there. I would head for the Gulf of Mexico and moor yourself off the Texas coast. Yeah. All right. Thanks for your call, Robert. Roxanne in Texas. Hello, Roxanne. Hello, Roxanne.
Hi, Steve. I just want to talk about Khashoggi real quick.
Okay.
This Jamal, you know, he was the nephew to Adnan, you know, Iran-Contra, gunrunner, and, you know, all that good stuff. But what's kind of interesting about this whole scenario to me is he supposedly self-exiled over in D.C., right? Washington Post, you know, that's a CIA operation there. Plus, he... why wouldn't you go to the Saudi embassy in D.C. If you want to get divorce papers? Why do you want to go to Turkey?
Is that what he was there for? Divorce papers?
Yeah, it was divorce papers, and that woman was outside. Yeah.
So the guy goes to the Saudi embassy in Turkey, and somebody does dastardly deeds to the guy, and he was there because of divorce papers? You know what this sounds like to me? This is sounding more and more like... they just made a CIA asset up and disappear.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because he was with, for years, with Turkey, El Faisal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's definitely, and Turkey stepped down just a few days, 10 days, I think it was, before the 9/11 incident. So they're just offing each other is what they're doing. That's all it is.
Wow.
I think you're right.
Mm-hmm. Well, and again, you know, I mean, haven't we watched enough of 007 movies that... you know, the O's are, if they want to pull them out of service, they say they're dead.
Right.
Yeah.
They make up an elaborate story, cause tensions, cause poo flinging from country to country. It's same old, same old. Let's go to the bankers where they come from.
You know, Roxanne, it's fascinating to me that since, 1963, the first 007 movie, you know, here's a guy that's got a license to kill, and they glamorize this stuff, and he's fighting the bad guys worldwide, but he's got a license to kill and not to kill, too. But people adored, you know, 007. Oh, he's so suave. He's so debonair. He's so he's such a ladies' man. And, you know, all it was an aggrandizement and a double-plus good advertisement for the Willie Wetwork boys.
Yeah. Well, he was a racist, bigot, homophobe. He was Bond was everything. Have a good night.
Thanks.
He's a womanizer.
Yeah, he's a womanizer, too, yeah.
Bye-bye.
Not anymore.
Yeah. Except for the poolside down in Florida where he was there to get Mr. Goldfinger. And the woman that was there assisting Mr. Goldfinger, they painted her gold and she died.
Yes, she did die. That's right.
Kathleen, $100. Where are we at here? We were at 7, 8. Am I doing my math correctly? 8:30. Give me an update here. $970. Do you think we're going to make that in 17 minutes?
No. But it's something. That's appreciative, people out there listening.
Well, both you and your wife work. You're both well-paid medical people. You've never... Oh, can I go there?
Mike. I have donated to this network. I have.
Mike is in here rolling. By the way, the last break, and I barely heard it in my ears, but he heard it and I heard it, and we were just absolutely rolling. Go to the light.
Yeah, I did. Tell him to go to the light, Pat.
But wait a minute. In the movie, don't go to the light. Don't go to the light. He's confused. He's confused enough as it is.
You know what's funny is that I do a neuro assessment, and I have to take my little pen light out and check the pupils.
Uh-huh.
And don't go towards the light. Just look at the pen light, but don't go towards the light. You know, you have to be really careful on that one.
Oh, gosh. Anyhow, back to this Microsoft story. A group of Microsoft employees urged the company not to bid for a lucrative military contract. They're citing ethical concerns. Maybe Pat should be talking to Microsoft. I don't know. An anonymous group of employees wrote a letter posted on Medium asking that Microsoft forgo bidding on a joint enterprise defense infrastructure contract. by the way, the acronym for that is JEDI. Isn't that just so creative? I just love it. A $10 billion project in which Microsoft would provide cloud computing services to the Department of Defense. Medium confirmed to The Hill that the letter was written by Microsoft employees. When we decided to work at Microsoft, and here's part of the letter. When we decided to work for Microsoft, we were doing so in hopes of empowering every person on the planet to achieve more, not with the intent of ending lives and enhancing lethality. The employees wrote, "For those who say another company will simply pick up JEDI where Microsoft leaves it, we would ask workers at that company to do the same." A race to the bottom is not an ethical position. Well, maybe Vladimir Putin will take the contract. The employees also criticized Microsoft their lack of transparency in the matter, saying that unclear conditions pertaining to the contract make it hard for employees to understand the potentially negative effects of the code that they write. Now, okay, this is a private company. They're going after a contract for the military. And they don't have to give you potentially negative effects of the code that they write for this contract because you are an employee of that company. And I'm not defending Microsoft in any which way or form. With no transparency, they say, in these negotiations, an opaque ethics body that arbitrates moral decisions, accepting this contract would make it impossible for the average Microsoft employee to know whether or not they are writing code that is intended to harm and surveil. You know, this sounds good. Kind of. When asked for a comment, the Microsoft spokesperson said the company had submitted its bid on JEDI contract on the October 12th deadline, which was 4 days ago. While we don't have a way to verify the authenticity of this letter, we always encourage employees to share their views with us. Yeah, sure you do. Sure you do. Mike, anything else? What's on the screen that won't come up for me right now? Okay, Eric's going to send another 100 by PayPal tomorrow morning, so that leaves us at 870 before the end of the show. 13 minutes left.
By the way, you have access to your email, right now?
Yeah, but I try not to look at it because it's really distracting.
Okay, well, I sent you something kind of funny about Pat Robertson controversies and recalling non-Christians termites. I just thought that was interesting. Termites.
Now, okay.
I'm just looking at Pat Robertson. What is he all about, this guy?
You're going to make me go to the email.
Oh, it's pretty interesting. I mean, I didn't realize all this.
Yeah, but see, what you're doing is doing something we can't share with the audience.
No, we could read off some of the fun stuff. Like calling somebody who doesn't a non-Christian a termite is, well, that's not very Christian like yourself, is it? Calling somebody like that. I don't know. Like I said, this guy wearing the religion on his sleeve, that's always been a red flag for me. Always been a red flag.
Well,
actions speak louder than words.
You know, 20, 30 years ago, you'd think he was a conservative, but I don't know about this.
Yeah, agree.
Calling non-Christians termites, in August of 1986, New York Magazine article Robertson is quoted saying, "It's interesting that termites don't build things." Obviously, he's never been to Africa and seen the termite mounds.
Right.
And that great builders of our nation, almost to a man, have been Christians because Christians have the desire to build something. He's motivated by love of man and God, so he builds. The people who have come into our institutions today are primarily termites. They are into destroying institutions that have been built by Christians, whether it's universities, governments, our own traditions that we have. The termites are in charge now, and that's not the way it ought to be. And the time has arrived for a godly fumigation. Okay.
Amazing. I'm looking up his net worth. I'm curious what he's worth.
Oh, you can't count that high. Robertson frequently denounces the religion of Islam and Muslim people during a 95 taping of the 700 Club. He called the religion a Christian heresy. So is Judeo-Christian. Go to the light. During a September 19, 2002 episode of Fox News Channel Hannity and Combs, Robertson claimed that the Muslim prophet Muhammad was an absolute wild-eyed fanatic, a robber, and a brigand. On July 14, 2005, of the 700 Club, he claimed that Islam, at its core, teaches violence. Okay, well, this comments on Hinduism. He's against anything that's not under the Christian flag, evidently.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well,
I said late 76, he predicted the end of the world coming in October or November of 1982.
I'm going to look up his net worth during the break. I'd be very interested to find that out.
Me too.
You know, Pat, you can't buy your way into heaven. You can't take it with you.
You think we can hit him up for some funds?
What?
Hit him up for some funds for the network?
200 from Eric. Okay.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
It's only $100 million.
I get $1.9 billion is the corporation of Pat Robertson, and $30 million is personal income. Benny Hine is $42 million. Joel Olstein in your neighborhood, $40 million. Somebody I never even heard of. Creflo Dollar, $27 million. Billy Graham, $25 million.
Mike has heard of him, and that scares me.
Joyce Meyer, only 8 million. I've seen her on TV.
Yeah, I have too. And she was a victim of child abuse, and she comes out like the school marm. Scares the hell out of me, so to speak.
Rick Warren, 25. I don't even know who Rick Warren is, but I know Joel Osteen. He's the big wig, it looks like.
Well, but he's pretty. Now, you know, did people remember this? Back during the 70s and 80s, Robertson was a faith healer?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Hmm. Slap you on the forehead. Yeah, you fall back. You feel good again. Yeah. Here's some Tylenol. Smack you on the forehead. You feel good again. There you go.
Any other callers there, Mikey? Oh, Robert didn't get his point about gun control? Well, that's because he spent most of the time telling us that he was cut off three times. Okay. Gun control, Robert.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I'm sorry about getting cut off. Don't worry. That wasn't your fault. You know, what I was wondering about is the idea of gun control in California. You know, when we're looking at the idea of being able to walk out in public with our gun fully concealed and properly, you know, well, stored, we seem to be running into a problem out here.
Okay.
What's the problem?
And the problem is?
Well, gun control. Have you looked at the state of California laws lately with open carry or anything like that?
No, I haven't.
Well, it's not good.
Robert, what is a concealed firearm permit cost you there in California now? Do you know?
$76, and you have to go through a whole lot of trouble to be able to actually pass the test, as they call it. It takes about 90 days.
Okay.
Mm. Okay. Well.
Just saying.
All right. Thank you, Robert. I appreciate it. Okay.
Well, it's cheaper than Florida's, if that's true. $74, $76.
Do you have $500,000 you can just drop on a project, Steve?
I wish I did.
Well, Pat did. He bought a horse for $520,000 and called him Mr. Pat.
You know, these people like, well, Joel Osteen, let's just pick at him, $40 million. I would like to leave a legacy behind, John, myself personally, that I did some really good on this earth. And I don't know, these guys who make all this money, they don't do that, do they?
The people that are in the trenches doing the most work are the ones with the least amount.
Yep.
You know, somebody told me years ago, and it was kind of tongue-in-cheek, they said, you know, you would have been a good cop, you would have been a great preacher, why don't you get into selling religion? I just looked at him and just walked away. All right. $770 still left on the table. We didn't make it, evidently. I'll track and trace what shows up on PayPal because people do. Do we have the problem with the archive straightened out? Hinckley's working on it. Well, hopefully people will hear the show later at their convenience and donate. All right. Steve?
Thank you, sir.
Two days in a row. Don't make a habit of it. I'll see you. Thanks. Okay. Thanks a lot. And thanks for being here, folks. This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
This is RBN, the
The Republic Broadcasting Network.